So let's go back here. What's 61? And we'll look at the commercial pilot regulation first. 61.129 aeronautical experience, which is here. And then let's move it out to three. Right there. I. So it's here. 10 hours of instrument training. Now look at this, using a view limiting device. That means you have to use one. It can't be in actual conditions. Or if you do, you still got to wear a hood, it looks like. Including attitude instrument flying, partial panel skills, recovery from unusual flight attitudes, intercepting tracking navigation systems. So this has to be done by a CFII because it uses the word instrument training. Now we'll go back to the private pilot regulation, 61.109, aeronautical experience for private pilots here. And then we'll see this one. Three right here. 3 hours of flight training in a single engine airplane on the control and maneuvering of an airplane solely by reference to the flight instruments, including straight and level flight. So that doesn't say the words instrument training. So you, as a flight instructor without an instrument rating on your pilot's or your flight certificate, can do this. But where it says instrument training, you cannot. Now, for those of you who are thinking about pursuing a commercial pilot certificate, and it's been a while since your instrument rating, be very careful that you have this log correctly. Let me explain. Just because you have an instrument rating does not exempt you from the 10 hours of instrument training required for the commercial pilot certificate. Let's go back to that for a second. So I'll say that again so you don't get burned by this, because you can be ineligible for a flight test that quick if you don't know this. And then you show up for the flight test. There's no way to get it in by the time the flight test can be over. So you cancel the test. That's what happens. So this here, this one right here, the 10 hours of instrument training using view-limiting device. They're used very specific words here. Do you see it says, including attitude instrument flying? Here, this one. Partial panel skills, recovery from unusual flight attitudes, intercepting and tracking navigation systems. Those are very specific words. Now let's go to the instrument rating requirements, which is 6165. 61.65, this one. And then let's look and see what has to be done here. Aeronautical knowledge and flight proficiency. Look at these terms: pre-flight preparation, pre-flight procedures, air traffic control clearances and procedures, flight by reference to instruments, navigation systems. Where is partial panel? It's not here. The words partial panel aren't here. Those words they used back there aren't here. So if they're not logged, if you don't have the instrument rating, this stuff logged like it is for the 10 hours in the commercial regulations, it doesn't count. So you have to log them simultaneously. So the way you do it in your logbook is you would use those words from the commercial pilot instrument stuff, and you would say meeting the requirements of 61.129.3I and this one 61.65C, then it's logged simultaneously, and you can count it. If it's not logged in a way the FAA says in the legal interpretation, if it's not logged in a way that you can determine that it was simultaneously logged, it's not clear, then it doesn't count. So that's happening. So I just want to make you aware of that. And then also, lastly, just to make sure that you know you have the CFII to do the training for the instrument rating. Okay, that's it. Okay, that'll help hopefully keep you from getting burned. So you may have to go find your instrument instructor from a time period long ago, whenever that was, and update the logbook, right? If you can't, then you're going to have to do the 10 hours. So anyway, there's that. Okay, now let's go back to the main.